and she placed them in a bower. It was the start of you, sweet Leilani, heavenly flower. I dreamed of paradise for two. You are my paradise completed.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from the Muir Room of Hotel St. Francis, overlooking Union Square in the city by the Golden Gate, San Francisco, NBC brings you Sweet Leilani Time with the music of Harry Owens and his Royal Hawaiians. For those of you here to dance under the palms in the Muir Room, and for those of you to listen wherever you are, we bring you now, for your host on this mythical cruise, Harry Owens.
Well, thank you very much, Eddie.
Thank you.
With that, I guess we're ready to set sail here. And we're starting our 16th week. I think that's what it is. 16th week here at the friendly bandstand at the Muir Room. And wherever you are, hither, thither, and yon, we hope that you're going to hop aboard ship and sail with us. Because we're really taking off now, and by a very strange coincidence, we're playing rather a closing song for an opener. A tune that in Hawaiian is Haina Ia Mai Kapuana, which means the song is ended. But it's actually beginning, so here it is, and we're away. Cruise this evening, it's Hawaiian waltz time, and two great Hawaiian immortal tunes, Sweet Le Mamo, which Alex Gould will sing, Mauna Kea, with the steel guitar of Freddie Kalana Tavares.
Sweet.
Sweetly Mamo and Mauna Kea, and a bit of a lift now, Prince Kawoki takes over on the beach at Waikiki. Midstream at this point, I think that if you could bear up under it, Eddie, you might come in and give us our bearings. Or...
Hi, Harry. Thanks very much.
Oh, no.
Just long enough to remind you that you're listening to Sweet Leilani Time with the music of Harry Owens and his Royal Hawaiian. Coming to you from the mural room of Hotel St. Francis, overlooking Union Square in the city by the Golden Gate, San Francisco. And now back to our dancing, and here is Harry Owens.
Eddie, I suppose you noticed the little white footstool is down. That means that Hilo Hattie is up.
Uh-huh.
And how pretty you look tonight, Hattie.
Uh-huh.
These little red carnations.
Pink ones.
Little pink carnations.
Uh-huh.
Will you say hello?
Okay, aloha nui no ya oko wa pau e holo heme ne ya mako ma'ane ine ma'ke ia kulana kauhale nani o ka palakiko overlooking the Golden Gate Bridge.
I missed that Sunday, by the way. You didn't
I didn't have time
no,
to say
No, you didn't say it, but you did a wonderful job Sunday night, Hattie.
Thank you. We missed you.
Well, thank
and
you.
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you very much. I got the kiddies in school.
Oh,
everything's
good.
Fine.
Uh-huh.
Leilani is up to her little sweet neck in algebra.
Again?
Latin verbs. I'm starting to take a private tutorship in algebra.
You are?
So I can help her out. Are you happy?
I'm very happy.
Gosh, it was quite a trek down to the south here with Glenn and Alex and Len. All of us.
Everybody's flying
down.
Now.
Flying back. We made it, though.
I think so.
We'd like to sing South Sea, Sadie.
Uh-huh.
We have a nice introduction. If you'll wait for it, then you take over, huh?
On a tropical isle, far across the sea, there in tropical style, neath the mango tree, lives a little brown gal, who is everybody's belle. Life to her is just a breeze. With a tropical flower in her long black hair, she's a gal of the hour on that island fair. She may wear an old sarong, but she doesn't wear it long. She's the siren of the seven seas. they call her Sadie, that little South Sea lady. They say that Sadie is the reason for a Henry Tourism season in the Isle, so many miles across the sea. The boys rise early to see that streamlined girlie, for she's the principal attraction when that gal goes into action. Reservations for vacations reach capacity. So if you're ever down in Hula Town and you run across a certain little lady with big brown eyes that tantalize, you can bet your bottom coconut that little gal is no one but Sadie, that little South Sea lady. Oh, she's the pride of the Pacific, that's why Henny is terrific. Now you know why you should go to see those sunny isles so many miles across the sea. You can bet your bottom coconut that little gal is no one but Sadie, that little South Sea lady. When Sadie rolls a lava lava, she's a very hot tamala. Now you know why you should go to see those sunny isles so many miles across the sea.
Thank you, Hilo Hattie. I like that very, very much, and I'm sure that everybody did. And now we're going to take a quick hop clear over to New Zealand for the Maori farewell song, Ho Altu Rau, Now Is the Hour. Now is the hour, and now an old drinking song of the island. So, Holy Maluna, that means bottoms up. And here it is. Quite a favorite here from the friendly bandstand. We have requests from hither, thither, and yon for Melody and A. Part of the 16th week here. You know, we're beginning to feel at home on this friendly bandstand here in the mural room. And we understand that you're listening in tonight in Dillon, Montana. Very happy to know that All of my Montana cowboys are tuned in and are aboard the little mythical trip. You might do the same thing tomorrow evening long about this same time because we're going to sail again, as we will every night this week over many of these same stations, so please be with us. We hope the music has been relaxing. We've enjoyed it from this end of the line, and we'd like to hear from you wherever you are. So until we meet again tomorrow, this is Harry Owens, your friend from Hawaii, saying aloha nui loa, good wishes, good health and happiness. Until we meet again. Come in, Eddie.
Now it's time to sign our show from the mural room of Hotel St. Francis, overlooking Union Square in the city by the Golden Gate, San Francisco. NBC has brought you Sweet Leilani Time with the music of Harry Owens and his Royal Hawaiians. And now until the next time, this is Eddie King saying from all of us to all of you, good night. National Broadcasting Company.